You're listening to SBS News.
Cardboard, cold pavements, park benches, under a bridge or on the street. Those are just some of the places where thousands of Australians are sleeping rough each night. Figures from Australian Bureau of Statistics show more than 116,000 Australians are homeless. 50 out of every 10,000 people in Australia are sleeping in improvised dwellings or on the street. And in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, advocates anticipate more Australians will be pushed into homelessness or close to it. Mission Australia Chief Executive James Toomey says nothing will change if there is little investment in social and affordable homes. But more importantly, the stigma must be removed.
Homelessness is not acceptable. Most homelessness is actually hidden, actually not visible to the general public. We could do a lot more about reducing the stigma. People that we know, probably within our social networks, have at some time in their lives had experienced homelessness. And that stigma prevents us having helpful discussions and conversations about people who are homeless because we can continue to regard them as other. They're not us, they are other.
Mission Australia has released a new report today highlighting young people's experience of homelessness. It found that 1 in 6 young respondents aged from 15 to 19 have been homeless, spent time in a refuge, transitional accommodation, or couch surfed. Of the young people who reported couch surfing, almost 1 in 5 said that they had done so when they were under the age of 12. The Australian Alliance to End Homelessness hosted a rough sleeping forum where leaders from support services united in their response to homelessness and called for a national strategy. Chief Executive of the Alliance, David Pearson, says ending homelessness is not impossible, but it depends on communication and framing.
How much of a pipe dream that many people think that ending homelessness is in Australia. How do we communicate this challenge of homelessness? I think the frame, the idea of how people think about this issue, when we talk about framing, the concept of climate change, for example, used to be called global warming, and that sounds scary. And then I think that the advocates really for the status quo shifted it to climate change. So what's the frame on homelessness? And I don't know the answer to this, but I do know that a lot of people talk about homelessness as a choice. And we really need to get away from that, that this is some sort of individual choice.
Mission Australia's key recommendations include developing a national homeless plan with a focus on young people, reducing family conflict, investing in youth-specific employment programs, and providing adequate welfare payments. The report also found that young people who had been homeless were twice as likely as those who hadn't faced homelessness to have been bullied and twice as likely to report psychological distress. They were four times more likely to feel very sad with life as a whole when compared to their peers, and also more prone to expressing personal concerns about family conflict, mental health, financial security, suicide, and coping with stress. Rabbi Mendel Castle is the chief executive of Jewish House at Bondi in Sydney. Jewish House is a not-for-profit organisation helping people in need with crisis intervention, prevention and support services. Rabbi Castle says early intervention can change the course of these young people's lives.
If we don't start early, you know, it may start off with children being bullied, but then they're susceptible to other kinds of abuse, and we need to make sure that we can find appropriate housing, appropriate support so that these young people grow up into successful parts of society, which is what they deserve. We've seen kids of all ages. We've had people who had their babies while they've been staying with us homeless. So, kids that are really born into homelessness, if you like. It affects all ages, it affects all backgrounds.
At the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the Victorian government moved to support more than 2,000 homeless people, getting them off the streets and into hotel accommodation. Yesterday, Premier Daniel Andrews announced a plan to help homeless Victorians find somewhere to live under a new $150 million package titled Homelessness to a Home. This funding will also see the government extend hotel accommodation until at least April next year, until long-term housing becomes available. In a statement, Premier Andrews said the pandemic has laid bare many inequalities, like staying home if you don't have one, and you can't wash your hands regularly if you don't have access to the bare basics of hot water and soap. Launch Housing Chief Executive Bevan Warner welcomes the decision and says Australia has an opportunity to be a world leader in ending homelessness.
And ensure that we get to be where we should be world leaders in ending homelessness in Australia. There's 2,000 people who have lived a very uncertain existence in hotels, not knowing what's going to happen to them, and they've now been given the promise of a permanent home. What's wonderful about that is that it demonstrates that homelessness is solvable, and after all, the virus has taught us that our own health is intimately connected to the health of the person next to us. So the promise of a permanent home will take some time to deliver. Beyond that, we've still got a huge gap in the amount of properties that very low-income people can afford to rent.
Homeless Week begins this Sunday, August the 2nd, and it involves a week-long awareness campaign for change and action with the theme, Everybody Needs a Home. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.